Blog Talk Radio. To lose the love of playfulness is to lose the love of life, since each is stimulated by the other. Allow creative play to turn responsibilities into lighthearted fun. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Bhavasvata World Radio. We are your hosts. I'm Denise, and joined by our beautiful sister, Malou. Hello, Malou.
Hello, Denise.
Hi, welcome. And how has your week been, Malou?
Oh, it's been good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And we both had the wonderful experience of participating in the Runes webinar, the first one last weekend. And I think, did they say there was 23 or 25 countries represented?
I believe it was 25, in fact.
25?
So yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, all over the world, coming together at the same time. It felt very powerful alchemy among the group. Did you feel that, Malou?
Yes, I did. It was wonderful. Yeah. I really felt the energy was really powerful.
Yes.
You could really feel how everything sort of built up and created this alchemy.
Yeah.
Of love and excitement and just fluidity.
Yeah, and just, like that whole, you could feel the unity of everyone coming together and, huge thank you to Ella and Sergey. Were amazing.
They did such a wonderful job with it.
Yeah, and the graphics were amazing. I really loved what they created with the images. Yeah. So we look forward to it. If anybody hasn't signed up, you can still join. Right, you can still sign up anytime, Malou.
Yes, because there will be a recording. So even if you couldn't, participate live, there will be a recording available, so you can listen in any time.
Yeah, and it's amazing so far. So we are really looking forward to next week's, and actually it's Saturday. And stay tuned for, hopefully we can share more. And I just want to quickly mention, too, for any of our life family who is called to the runes, because we know it's a calling. We are having some more initiations that will be taking place here in Toronto, actually just outside Toronto in the suburbs. But there will be an event in October when normally we would have our retreat. Almeen asked Jan if she would be willing to come to Toronto and do some more initiations. So we're putting the call out for all those who have been called to attend. It's a 3-day October 9 to 11, and everybody's welcome. It's an incredibly sacred experience. So anyways, that's coming up. But we wanted to talk a little bit tonight. We wanted to share about creating fields of hope. And, you know, as always, these wonderful things happen synchronistically. When we don't know what we're going to talk about, it just kind of all falls into place. But we, Malou and I, wanted to share with everyone tonight just a little bit about creating fields of hope. And I'm sure this is okay to share, our sister Linda Baker was at the Runes Initiation in Ohio. And Linda had shared with us some miracles that she's experienced with working, just creating fields of hope for everyone. And I'm sure if we had Linda on, it would be amazing to hear her tell it. But, you know, she shared that it was a friend of hers had, you know, been told he had cancer and, you know, had to go and have some test on the biopsy and stuff. And she, you know, created this field of hope for him. And, you know, just he went in, had the test, you know, he's saying to everyone around, oh, it's fine, do all the tests you want, but I work with the A-team. There's no cancer in this body. So as you probably guess, all the tests came back completely negative. He does not have cancer. Yeah. So she's had this a few times with, yeah.
Wow.
I know. And then...
And did she have any other... I mean, she didn't do any, you know, Balbus Bata or anything. This was just the field of hope?
Yep. She's just holding him in a field of hope. And then she was saying that, you know, different people like come to her, kind of, she put a field, whoever she puts a field of hope around, they end up, you know, contact her and say, oh, you were in my dream last night. She shows up in the dream time and, you know, in the field of hope. So it's pretty amazing. So I thought, well, you know,
wow.
We could.
It's actually just, you know, or not just, it's actually also healing. I mean, it's not just a field of, you know, for manifesting things that you would like, you know, physical stuff. It's actually also, well, manifesting healing, of course, you could say that. But it uplifts and it creates a healing space as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, of course, Almin has talked about creating fields of hope, and it is living our godhood in doing this.
But how do we create a field of hope?
So what Almin has said is we go into complete surrender and trust. So the mind is silent, the heart is open, and we're in complete surrender, trust with infinite intent. So we completely let go any controlled outcomes. So, you know, we allow whatever to unfold. But we like, you know, allow a specific song to unfold. So for example, if, you know, someone's in a health crisis, so you're creating this intention from the heart, creates this like bubble or this field around, we say, the person, and, you know, you're just seeing their full perfection. And it's not that we're imposing, oh, there's no cancer there, or we're, you know, imposing our will at all. we're just, you know, we're seeing wholeness, regeneration, rejuvenation for this person. Or if it's a war zone, you know, we're just hold the intention of, you know, deep peace, contentment, and, you know, we're just holding that space. Mm-hmm. So it's like we, you know, we put the emphasis on the intention, what we want to create, and, you know, then we're fully aligned with the infinite's intent, which flows through then that field, and, you know, we just have glad expectations. And, like, to hear or, to experience Linda, you know, talking about this, wow, like, her heart is bubbling out in just oozing glad expectations.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, allowing the infinite to move through without controlling anything.
Mm.
Is my understanding.
Yeah. So it's like a song that sings through your heart, right?
Yeah.
Because it's a frequency that you emit.
Yeah.
To feel the field of hope with a certain frequency.
Yes.
Like the fairies, when they create a flower or a tomato or something, they create a field of hope, actually, and fill it with a specific song. That's the song of a tomato or a specific flower.
That's lovely, Malou. I love that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's so cute. I see all these little fairies just playing as they're working, right?
Yes, me too. I like to think of it that way. It's really,
And
as I understand, you can create them as big or small as you would like, you know, just for, you know, if you cut your finger, you can create a field of hope around that, or an entire country, or like a war zone, like you said, you know, for a person, or your pet, or your house.
Yeah, your children, you can.
Oh, your children, of course.
Yeah. So, it's, yeah, I don't know. I was just so inspired by Linda sharing that. You know, I got.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's like wonderful.
Did she share just that one story, or did she share more? Do you remember?
Well, that one, you see, she had got the message, and this was on, I think it was the last day of our initiations. And she had got the message before she came to class from her friend that he got the all clear, everything was great. And so she was like just, you know, overwhelmed with gratitude that.
Yes, of course.
I'm sure we'll try and get her on. That would be wonderful. Linda, if you're listening, if you could join us, and you know, I'm sure she has many miracles working with this. You know, it's just fun to, and it's so inspiring to hear how our life family, you know, just works with these different tools and principles that Almin has given us, and you know, just hearing their experience, and like, oh yeah, you know, I never thought to create a field of hope, right? You know, like, it's just, yeah, it's that wonderful, unique perspective, right? And contribution.
Yes.
So,
yeah,
I just found it very inspiring. So we were going to share, Malou, we're going to share some of the principles of hope.
Yeah, there's 16 principles of hope, and you can find them on the I Am Presence site, where you would need membership, but it's still possible to access it. And they each have a wheel, a huge one. And so we were just going to share the first four. So, and the first one says, creating a field of potential through envisioned achievements. So that's the first one. So a field of potential.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the same as the field of hope, in fact.
Yeah, because you're setting...
You're setting the whole
yes.
sort of stage? Yes.
Yeah.
For it. And then the principle number two says, relying on effortless genius to silence doubts about capabilities. Mm. I think that's a big one because, you know, mind would go in and say, this is not possible, or maybe I cannot do that, or, you know, this is too difficult, or,
yeah.
you know, because we have doubts about ourselves and our own abilities. So if we just rely on higher aspects of ourselves, on effortless genius,
yeah.
you know, we can rely on that everything is in perfection.
Yeah, and that's... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, that's where the complete trust comes in.
Yeah. Because you work in tandem with the infinite through the heart.
Yes.
And if we can just, you know, surrender into that and trust that, you know,
yeah.
our effortless genius will take over and we don't have to worry about if we, you know, what we're doing sort of, or our capabilities in creating what we want or what we would like to see happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And number three says, avoiding comparisons as a measure of excellence. Avoiding comparisons as a measure of excellence. Yes.
That's a big one. Yeah, that's a big
yes,
one.
And also, maybe also as a measure of results, really.
Yes.
Because if, like, for example, with, you know, with Linda's story,
yeah.
You know, if you were to create a field of hope for your friend and he didn't, you know, come up negative with all the cancer, you know, tests, you would maybe get disappointed or say, okay, this is not working, or I'm not good enough at this or something, you know.
Yeah, it's like to let go any attachment to a result.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's also what you said in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
And that's difficult for me anyway. That's very difficult because you don't want it to something to happen, you know, or healing take place or whatever.
Yeah.
But you really need to let go of that attachment.
Yeah, because we don't always see the benefit either, you know.
No. Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So we just have to trust and just do our best.
That's so a biggie.
Yes, it is. So the last one is called relishing creativity's contribution to everyday activities.
Yep. Well, it is. Like allowing maybe creative solutions to show themselves. Like sometimes we just take a step back and, you know, there's creative possibilities that maybe we haven't experienced before, and just to, you know, be delighted with the contributions that they can make.
Yeah.
Like make every day new.
Yes, because I'd just like to mention something about the wheels, because the wheels are a bit different. There are sigils in them, but they're also little figures, like it looks like a human, and there's a lot of animals, you know, like maybe a little, like a pelican and a horse and a, what's that called? Not a squid, what's the big one? With the eight arms.
Oh, the octopus.
The octopus, right, and a salamander, and so it looks a lot like they're from the animal kingdom, a dove and a frog, and yeah.
You're just, right, Malu, I didn't even put that together. So do you think is that connecting with nature? Because
and the states of nature, in fact.
Yeah, and the magical realms.
Yes, the magical kingdom.
Wow.
Yes, I think so.
Wonderful. So there you go, to create these fields of hope and the connect with nature.
I think so, yeah, because, you know, like the fairies work with fields of hope and creating stuff, that's, you know, that's their magic, and I suppose all the hidden kingdoms, or they do have, you know, their own magic.
Yes.
So maybe that's what we're connecting to.
But isn't it wonderful to, like, we can do that too.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And I did pick, before we started our show, I did pick a rune for us, for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from the Lion's Gate because, I don't know, just this week I felt I really wanted to work with this, mm-hmm. with this field, which is the field of Godhood. And the card I picked was number 28, and the angel god was Menukva, which is new possibilities. And the song for this particular card is attracting possibilities through creating a space of unspecified hope. So,
wow.
Isn't that great? All the little synchronicities. The fairies are having fun with us.
I think so too.
But,
beautiful.
Yeah. It's fun. Right? That's all we can do, right? Glad expectations and have a little fun.
I know there are some principles in the Book of Runes. You mentioned that when we talked earlier, that there are different steps in order to, you know, to starting working with the runes, and they're different, or to starting working with the runes, but they're different steps to dismantle the two torus, the matrix.
Yeah.
And this involves creating fields of hope as well. And there's 33 principles of self-sovereign creation of an evolved reality, which is what we're actually creating, an evolved reality, a new reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to share some of those?
Let's just run through a few of them because these kind of jumped at me this morning too. So the first one is creating a chosen field of hope, a field of glad expectations, by opening the vision of the third eye and the heart. So
we are also using the third eye.
Yeah, and isn't that interesting, though, the third eye and the heart connection?
Yes, but, yeah.
So
passing with the perpetual alchemy and how that whole process goes, right? With the new alchemical source of energy.
Yeah.
Where the heart connects with the pineal gland, with the third eye.
Right.
Where the chakras are unified. And, this is so interesting.
It is. Isn't it cool? I know. I really...
yeah.
I love playing with all this, right? We just, you know, see where it goes. And so the second principle is holding the space for new creations through effortless intent.
Mm.
So that ties in with what we've been sharing. And the third one is willingness to be amazed at bounteous and miraculous manifestations.
That's actually also a big one, right? Because
sometimes
we can give and we can send out and we can intend all kinds of things, but if we're not willing to receive, if we're not open to receive and be amazed, then it's not going to happen. We're not going to see the results. We're not going to, you know, experience those new beautiful things. If we're not ready to be amazed, we need to, you know, like you said, the glad expectations, but also the willingness to receive.
Yeah, and I think, isn't that one of the principles too in the Angel God ceremony abundance? It's either abundance or regeneration, but it's, you know, I'm ready to be amazed. And
yes. Yes.
I have to say, I do have this as one of my daily affirmations. I'm ready to be amazed, and I am ready to be amazing.
And I love that.
Yeah, just, you know, I say to people, I live a life of miracles. That is my life is a life of miracles.
Yeah.
So I totally connect with this one. I'm, you know, the bounteous and miraculous manifestations. Thank you, Almeen, for all of this. But and then number four is feeling the flow of the never ending river of life through your veins. Oh.
Yes.
That one reminds me of one of the Hajika affirmations too. Is something.
Yeah, now that you mention it, that's true.
Yeah.
The 24 affirmations for the spine. Is
And then we'll just do one.
Mm-hmm.
One more here. So allowing your divinity to birth the quality of your experiences by standing on the edge of time and space.
Yes.
So allowing your divinity to birth the quality of your experiences. So is that saying, like, being in the moment, claiming your godhood, your divinity, your kind of...
I think it's living from that field.
Living from that. That we're, like, going beyond time and space, or we're... Like,
I don't know, the edge of time and space. I'm not exactly sure what that is. On the edge of time and space. I suppose it's, if you're in the center of your own tube torus,
yes,
you're living from godhood, right? As far as I understand. I mean, you're living in eternal time.
Yes.
And so I don't know if that's the edge of time and space. I'm not sure, or if that's in fact the Haragnit, when you live from the Haragnit.
Oh. Yeah, I forgot about the Haragnit.
I'm not sure, but anyway, it's if we live from our divinity, from our godhood, or if we, you know, from the center of our own reality, and we live from there, we express rather than respond to outside sort of influences. We express our divinity, and we align ourselves with infinite intent.
Yeah,
then we allow that to shape our experiences and to determine the quality of our life's experiences.
Yeah.
That's how I understand. But exactly where that edge is, I'm not exactly sure. Heart also.
Could
be. Because our heart is also involved in the resurrection process, where we merge the inner and the outer. So maybe that's the edge of time and space.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to remember to ask Almeen to clarify that one for us.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think if we play a beautiful meditation to, you know, just go with this theme for tonight of creating a field of hope and, you know, maybe setting the intention that we create a field of hope for ourselves and our listeners, and abundant blessings to all. And thank you for joining us and listening in. And we look forward to connecting with you next week. Thank you, Malou, for your wonderful perspective and contributions that you bring. I'm so grateful.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much, Denise, for yours. It's wonderful to do this with you.
It's fun. Okay. Praise, love, gratitude, and trust to all. Good night.
Allow yourself to feel the eternity, the agelessness of that which has had no beginning and no end. Feel it in your chest. Thank you.
Heaps of old tires
burial of the ocean, of the old ships, gone. Like your body, the earth and humanity is being purified, not in a linear process, but an instantaneous change in reality from this deep shift, nameless, unable to be explained, subtle and small.